TOEFL Review Exercise, Skills 18 through 22. In this exercise, you will use all of the information that you learned in Skills 18 through 22. Conversation 1. Questions 1 through 4. Listen to a man asking a woman for directions.
Can you tell me how to get to the music building from here? I have a lecture to attend there.
Oh, are you new to campus?
Yes, I just got here last night.
Well, to get to the music building, you have two choices. If you want to go right now, you can walk straight down the street until you're past the commons, and then turn right. The music building will be straight ahead.
How long will it take to get there?
About 20 minutes.
What's my other choice?
If you don't mind waiting around for a while, you can take the shuttle bus. The bus only takes about 5 minutes to get there.
But I have to wait for the bus?
That's right.
Well, I guess I might as well walk.
Number one. Where does the man want to go? Number two. How many different routes to the music building does the woman suggest? Number three. What is the problem with taking the shuttle bus? Number four. What does the man finally decide to do? Conversation 2. Questions 5 through 9. Listen to a woman talk to a friend about her vacation.
How was your trip to Wyoming last summer?
It was fantastic. Some of the most beautiful scenery in the country is in Wyoming.
Where did you go in Wyoming?
We drove by Devil's Tower National Monument, and we spent a few days in Laramie. But we spent most of our vacation in Yellowstone National Park.
You went to Yellowstone? I wish I could have gone. I've heard that Yellowstone is just magnificent.
It's the oldest and largest national park in the United States, and it's got spectacular waterfalls, hot springs, and geysers.
Did you see Old Faithful?
Of course we saw Old Faithful. It's the best known of the geysers there. We couldn't visit Yellowstone without seeing Old Faithful.
Do you think you'll be taking another vacation in Yellowstone again? If you do, I'd like to go next time.
Number 5. How does the woman describe her Wyoming vacation? Number 6. How did the woman probably travel on vacation? Number 7. Which of the following did the woman do on vacation? Number 8. Which of the following is a well-known site in Yellowstone? Number 9. What would the man like to do? Conversation 3. Questions 10 through 13. Listen to a conversation between two friends.
How are you going to spend this year's Thanksgiving vacation?
I'm going to spend it with my family. We celebrate very traditionally. We go to my grandparents' house and have a big Thanksgiving dinner. It's really the only time in the year that my whole family gets together.
In my family, we just have a big feast, too. We don't really stop and think about how Thanksgiving Day developed, how new colonists in Massachusetts had a three-day feast to give thanks for surviving the first terrible winter and for gathering their first corn harvest the following year.
Did you know that the original Thanksgiving Day was celebrated in July?
No. I thought Thanksgiving had always been in November.
The first Thanksgiving was celebrated on July 30th, 1623. After that, Thanksgiving was celebrated at many different times. It wasn't until 1863 that Abraham Lincoln declared the last Thursday in November as a day of Thanksgiving, and this holiday has been celebrated in November ever since.
Number 10. What is the subject of this conversation? Number 11. How will the woman spend Thanksgiving? Number 12. What were the Massachusetts colonists thankful for? Number 13. According to the speaker, when is Thanksgiving celebrated today? This is the end of listening part B. Listening part C. Exercise 25. Listen to the first part of each of the talks and decide on the topic of each talk. Number 1. The first part of talk 1 is...
Welcome to Biology 101. I'm Professor Martin, and this is your laboratory assistant, Peter Smith.
What is the topic of talk 1? Number 2. The first part of talk 2 is...
In yesterday's class, we discussed the volcanoes located in the area known as the Ring of Fire, an area which basically encircles the Pacific and includes the United States' Mount St. Helens, as well as Japan's Mount Fuji and Argentina's Aconcagua, the highest mountain in the Western Hemisphere. Most of the world's approximately 500 active volcanoes are located along the Ring of Fire, and the eruptions that take place there are among the most violent in the world. Today, we are going to discuss the volcanoes of Hawaii, which are quite different from the volcanoes in the Ring of Fire.
What is the topic of talk 2? Number 3. The first part of talk 3 is...
I hope you've enjoyed your visit so far in Washington, D.C. Today we're going on a tour of the Smithsonian.
What is the topic of talk 3? Exercise 26. Listen to the first part of each of the talks and try to imagine the situation. Then answer the questions in the text. Talk 1. Listen to the beginning of Talk 1 and try to imagine the situation.
Welcome to Biology 101. I'm Professor Martin, and this is your laboratory assistant, Peter Smith. This course meets twice a week for lecture and once a week for laboratory assignments.
Number 1. Who is probably talking? Number 2. Where does the talk probably take place? Number 3. When does the talk probably take place? Number 4. What course is being discussed? Talk 2. Listen to the beginning of Talk 2 and try to imagine the situation.
In yesterday's class, we discussed the volcanoes located in the area known as the Ring of Fire, an area which basically encircles the Pacific and includes the United States' Mount St. Helens, as well as Japan's Mount Fuji and Argentina's Aconcagua, the highest mountain in the Western Hemisphere. Most of the world's approximately 500 active volcanoes are located along the Ring of Fire, and the eruptions that take place there are among the most violent in the world. Today, we are going to discuss the volcanoes of Hawaii, which are quite different from the volcanoes in the Ring of Fire.
Number 1. Who is probably talking? Number 2. Where does the talk probably take place? Number 3. When does the talk probably take place? Number 4. What course is being discussed? Talk 3. Listen to the beginning of Talk 3 and try to imagine the situation.
I hope you've enjoyed your visit so far in Washington, D.C. Today we're going on a tour of the Smithsonian.
Number 1. Who is probably talking? Number 2. Where does the talk take place? Number 3. When does the talk take place? TOEFL Exercise 27. Listen to each complete talk and answer the questions that follow. Talk 1. Questions 1 through 5. Listen to a talk given by a professor.
Welcome to Biology 101. I'm Professor Martin, and this is your laboratory assistant, Peter Smith. This course meets twice a week for lecture and once a week for laboratory assignments. The text for this course is Introduction to Biological Sciences by Abramson. You should get the text and read the first chapter before the next class. You will also need to get the laboratory manual that accompanies the text. I've passed out a copy of the course syllabus. This syllabus lists the reading assignments and exam dates. Note that we will cover one chapter a week for each of the next 15 weeks in the semester, and there will be 3 exams throughout the course. Grades in this course are based on your exam grades and your grades on the laboratory assignments. Are there any questions?
Number 1. When does this talk probably take place? Number 2. How often will Professor Martin give lectures? Number 3. What is the assignment for the next class? Number 4. What information is given in the syllabus? Number 5. What will the professor use to determine the final course grades? Talk 2. Questions 6 through 10. Listen to a lecture given by a professor.
In yesterday's class, we discussed the volcanoes located in the area known as the Ring of Fire, an area which basically encircles the Pacific and includes the United States' Mount St. Helens, as well as Japan's Mount Fuji and Argentina's Aconcagua, the highest mountain in the Western Hemisphere. Most of the world's approximately 500 active volcanoes are located along the Ring of Fire, and the eruptions that take place there are among the most violent in the world. Today, we are going to discuss the volcanoes of Hawaii, which are quite different from the volcanoes in the Ring of Fire. Hawaiian volcanoes are not located along the Ring of Fire, and are therefore not caused by the movement of the Earth's plates against each other. Instead, Hawaii is located in the middle of the Ring of Fire, above a massive plate rather than where two plates meet. The result is that Hawaiian volcanoes are much gentler than those in the Ring of Fire. Hawaiian volcanoes have much less gas in them, which causes less explosive eruptions, and the lava in Hawaiian volcanoes is thinner, which results in mounds that are long and low rather than high and steep, because the lava flows farther and builds mounds gradually with long, low slopes. Mauna Loa, the name of one of Hawaii's most famous volcanoes, actually means long mountain.
Number 6. What was the topic of yesterday's lecture? Number 7. What is the topic of today's lecture? Number 8. Where are most of the world's active volcanoes located? Number 9. What is characteristic of Hawaii's volcanoes? Number 10. What is Mauna Loa? Talk 3. Questions 11 through 15. Listen to a talk about the Smithsonian.
I hope you've enjoyed your visit so far in Washington, D.C. Today we're going on a tour of the Smithsonian. The Smithsonian is actually several museums, each with a different focus, situated together on a mall. These museums in total have more than 60 million items on exhibit. The first Smithsonian museum we'll visit is the Museum of Natural History, which is various types of stuffed animals and exhibits showing the lifestyles of early American Indians and Eskimos. From the Museum of Natural History, we'll go on to the National Air and Space Museum, where we'll see displays that show the development of flight. In this museum, you can see the airplane that Orville Wright used to make his first flight and the airplane that Charles Lindbergh used to cross the Atlantic. After we visit those two museums as a group, you'll have free time to visit some of the other Smithsonian museums, the Museum of American History, the Smithsonian Arts and Industries Building, and the various art museums located on the Smithsonian Mall. After our trip to the Smithsonian today, we'll go on to the White House and Capitol Building tomorrow.
Number 11. Who is probably giving this talk? Number 12. How many items are on exhibit in the Smithsonian Museums? Number 13. According to the talk, which museum has exhibits of early Eskimos? Number 14. Which museum will they visit as a group? Number 15. Where will they go tomorrow? TOEFL review exercise, skills 23 through 27. In this exercise, you will use all of the information that you learned in skills 23 through 27. Talk 1. Questions 1 through 4. Listen to a talk by a librarian.
Hello and welcome to the library. I'm Ms. Martin, the assistant librarian. And this is the library orientation tour for new graduate students in the business department. If you are not a newly admitted graduate student or your major is not business, then you are in the wrong place. Now let's get started. I'm sure you understand that as graduate students, you'll be required to do a tremendous amount of research. Here at the library, we try to make this process as easy as possible for you. The library is open for extensive hours, from 7 a.m. until midnight, 7 days a week, so that you'll have access to library research facilities almost any time that you want. During final exam week, the library is open 24 hours a day, and there are library staff members available to help you whenever the library is open. During this tour, we will be concentrating on two areas of the library. The first area is the computerized search facilities, which are located on the second floor of the library. On the computer systems located in this area, you can conduct computer searches for books as well as articles in magazines, newspapers, and journals. On the floor above the computer area are reference materials devoted specifically to business. In this area, you can find references for books and periodicals related to business and annual reports on major corporations. Now that we have completed this little introduction, we're ready to start the tour. Please follow me.
Number 1. Who is Ms. Martin talking to? Number 2. What are the library's hours during final exam week? Number 3. What two areas will the tour concentrate on? Number 4. What are the students probably going to do next? Talk 2. Questions 5 through 8. Listen to a talk in a lecture series.
This is the fourth lecture in a series of personal health care lectures presented by Student Health Services. I'm Dr. Hall, a dermatologist, and tonight I will be speaking about the effects of stress on the skin. The relationship between skin problems and stress is rather complicated. Skin problems often accompany stress, but it is not the stress itself that directly causes the skin problems. Instead, it is the side effects of stress, such as the use of alcohol, tobacco, and caffeine, that are often to blame. Alcohol, consumed in large quantities, can cause problems with the skin by increasing the flow of blood to the skin. This makes the skin feel warmer and can really worsen the itching that accompanies conditions such as hives or rosacea. Nicotine and caffeine, on the other hand, cause problems by reducing the supply of blood to the skin. This, in turn, keeps the skin from being properly nourished. The best defense for your skin in times of stress is therefore to take the best possible care of yourself. If, when you are in periods of heavy stress, you consume large quantities of alcohol or coffee, or if you smoke heavily, it is your skin that will show the results. Thank you very much for your attention, and I hope that you will return next week for the next lecture in the series.
Number 5. Who is the speaker? Number 6. What is the topic of the talk? Number 7. Which of the following can worsen itching? Number 8. How does caffeine irritate the skin? Talk 3. Questions 9 through 12. Listen to a lecture given by a professor.
In today's class, we will be discussing the 19th century crash of the gold market. When the U.S. gold market crashed on September 24, 1869, the day became known as Black Friday. What set the stage for the crash was the excessive amount of paper currency issued by the government to finance the Civil War. At the end of the war, speculators in New York tried to capitalize on the inflated price of gold in relation to paper currency by cornering the gold market. Their effort to corner the market was based on what turned out to be false assurances from the president's brother-in-law that the United States government would not sell off any of its gold reserves. When the U.S. Treasury announced $4 million in gold sales, the bottom fell out of the gold market and the price of gold crashed.
Number 9. When was the day known as Black Friday? Number 10. What happened on the day known as Black Friday? Number 11. Who supplied the gold speculators with false information? Number 12. What did the gold speculators want the U.S. government to do?